Hag Sameach, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my vivacious partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my dear, and Hag Pesach Sameach to all the listeners tonight. And we can still say that because on the Hebrew calendar, the Passover season begins Monday at sundown for 8 days. And we have talked about that numerous times. So tonight, since we are about to enter the real Passover, we will continue to look at that amazing friend and cousin of Jesus who was actually born on Passover, Nisan 14.
John the Baptist.
But first, let's bow our hearts to the Lord.
Abba, Father, as we continue to reflect on the Passover season, we again thank you with immense gratitude for sending your Son to pay our debt for all our transgressions. And because of your resurrection, we know we will live forever. And because you live, we can face tomorrow, knowing you will carry us through all our afflictions. We pray for our leaders that your wisdom saturates their minds to do thy will. We lift up to you these recent prayer requests, and also for those listening right now, suffering from any severe disease, bless today's teaching, and may it be to your glory. We ask in Yeshua's name, amen.
And amen.
Well, Israel had a miracle Saturday.
How you think? As you all know by now, approximately 320 drones and missiles were aimed at Israel Saturday night by Iran, and a few from Yemen and Lebanon as well. By the grace of God, 99% of them never hit Israel, except one, causing minor damage to infrastructure at an air base in southern Israel and injuring a Bedouin girl who is being hospitalized. Thankfully, the United States, along with France, Jordan, the UK, and even Saudi Arabia, assisted in shooting down some missiles while Israel's defense mechanisms caught the rest in midair before ever reaching Israel's airspace.
You know, to God be the glory.
Yeah. Also on Saturday, but just prior to Iran's attack, Hezbollah fired 40 Katyusha rockets from Lebanon, leading to an immediate Israeli counterstrike.
Yeah, but you know, all 40 rockets were taken out with Israel's Iron Dome.
Yes, which many believe are guided by the hand of God. And then the light show began.
Iran tried to show its power, but failed.
Iran's attack came as a response of the killing of a top Revolutionary Guard commander on April 1st. Right now, it is unclear when the IDF will retaliate or how much, but reports came in today that a senior Hezbollah commander for the Lebanon coastal region was killed by the IDF in response to Hezbollah launching two drone strikes, injuring three. Back and forth. Also today, the IDF struck a building west of Rafah, killing three Palestinians.
So airstrikes are happening in Rafah.
Yes. But no ground troops as per Biden, who will likely stop the airstrikes as well.
But will Bibi listen?
I don't know. But after Saturday night, Israel knows they need allies, so I don't know. But what I do know is what we see, and that is hundreds of terrorists and many infrastructures are no longer. But sadly, Biden has made it clear we would not help in any offensive attack. And Congress is mulling over whether to send the needed aid package to Israel. The Dems want to combine bills, and the conservative Republicans want a standalone bill because they don't want to spend any more money to Ukraine without securing our southern border.
And we're also praying Biden will put serious sanctions on Iran.
Oh, yeah, and to stop giving all those waivers to bypass the oil sanctions. Oh, and to answer your emails, No, this is not leading to the war of Ezekiel 38, which won't happen till after the church is gone, which is why we can assume only minimal damage will be done to Iran or Israel, who must be alive and well for the future war Ezekiel describes.
Ezekiel does say that Israel will be at rest and live securely.
Yes, and that does not describe Israel today. But it will, for a short spell, after they sign the Antichrist Peace Treaty of Daniel 9, which kicks off the seven-year tribulation. And with that said, right now is a lesser-scaled foreshadow of the future events that just might not be too far off. And because Iran's angry fuse has been lit, people will be desperately looking for that one special person to usher in peace.
That we know is a false peace.
Meanwhile, over here we are experiencing abominable anti-American protests funded by George Soros from the left coast to the right coast.
It's a heartbreaker to hear them say death to America.
It's demonic, just plain demonic.
Yep.
Also, Mayorkas is facing an impeachment trial. It was passed by the House.
But will the Senate squelch it?
Likely. And by the way, Trump's jury is being picked this week.
Well, we pray he gets a fair jury.
Oh, we sure do.
Mm-hmm.
For as he says, it's just a political witch hunt.
Okay, you can send... You can read the many newsletters or listen to any previous programs on our webpage, shofarministries.net. You can also send us your questions or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Be sure to include your return address on the envelope and thank you for your love offerings, which can also be made through our webpage, shofarministries.net. Okay, a little review from last week.
Well, of course. We certainly conveyed over the last few weeks how important it is to have even a little knowledge of our Jewish roots, and a very enlightened study was on why Mary Magdalene couldn't touch Jesus at the tomb.
Because he hadn't yet gone up to the Father.
Right, to present himself as the wave offering, thus fulfilling yet another aspect to the Feast of First Fruits. Again, we need to realize how Jesus satisfied every detail of his first coming, literally fulfilling his three spring appointments. Now, the real Passover begins next Monday, as I said. Then on Tuesday is Unleavened Bread, and Feast of First Fruits is the following Sunday. As you know, Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection, and we will be part two of the first resurrection, but better labeled the righteous resurrection, I think. And then the martyred tribulation saints will be part three of the righteous resurrection. Then, at the end of the millennial kingdom, the last resurrection occurs at the great white throne judgment of the unrighteous.
So first meaning saved, and the last meaning not saved.
You could say that. But again, there are three parts to the righteous resurrection. And here's the revelation. By knowing his fulfilled accuracy, is there any doubt he wouldn't literally fulfill his second coming appointments of the fall feasts?
None. Absolutely none.
Right answer. Okay, so we also explained how the 144,000 Israelites, according to Revelation 14:4, will be called the first fruits of the last dispensation.
Because they replace us after the rapture.
Right. And as a type of Elisha might visualize are catching away, thereby getting a double anointing, like Elisha did by seeing Elijah go up.
Yes, they will need that during those dark days of spiritual deprivation.
So last week we began covering John the Baptist because he was born on Passover, 6 months before Yeshua.
Luke 1:36.
And we also explained that is was Zechariah's turn as a Levitical priest to perform the duties in the temple in the ninth week from Nisan on their religious calendar.
Exodus 12.
Thankfully, Luke told us it was during the division of Abijah, which from 1 Chronicles 24:10, we know Zacharias would serve in the eighth week, plus one, for they all served during the feasts.
And Passover had already passed.
Therefore, Zacharias served in the ninth week on the religious calendar, which brings it to Pentecost. Then, while Zacharias was, and this is strictly by chance, performing the incense, the angel revealed to him that Elizabeth would conceive and to call him Yochanan.
Which means John.
And what we mean by strictly by chance is because they would cast lots to see who would actually have the privilege to solely burn the incense.
And surprise, it was Zacharias.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant he was alone to privately hear from the angel Gabriel.
A definite God thing.
Yes, a divine appointment, because some priests are never able to burn the incense because it was always by chance. So Elizabeth would conceive that evening of Pentecost, because we know by Luke 1 verse 15 that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from the time of conception. The first one ever to be filled within and from birth. You know, in the Old Testament, righteous men would be Holy Spirit anointed from time to time. But now, because of Jesus, we are forever filled with the Holy Spirit. So for John to be conceived and also filled with the Holy Spirit from birth was a first.
The infilling wouldn't happen again till 32 years later.
Right. When Jesus, after his resurrection, breathed on his disciples in John 20:21, and then 50 days after that, when the Holy Spirit would fill all the believers in Jerusalem on, of course, Pentecost Sunday, in Acts chapter 2.
You know, I'm in constant awe of God's precision.
He's definitely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, 280 days later, brings us exactly to Passover when John the Baptist was born.
Fits like a glove.
Yep. Now let's go still a little more deeper.
Let's do that.
It is interesting that a tradition at the Passover Seder meal is to set a special place setting for Elijah and to open the door a crack to welcome him in, because he was the Old Testament forerunner of the Messiah, according to Malachi chapter 4.
In Matthew 11, Jesus said, John came in the spirit of Elijah.
Yeah, because John the Baptist had the Holy Spirit and was the New Testament forerunner of the Messiah. Elijah, as did other patriarchs, had the Spirit when God decided they needed an anointing of the Holy Spirit for empowerment. Again, the Old Testament patriarchs were anointed at God's will when needed, where in the New Testament, the forever infilling, besides Jesus, of course, was first bestowed to John the Baptist, and now all believers, with an extra boost baptism when needed for certain gifts. Some will speak in tongues, but the Bible is clear, not all will. Perhaps given a greater gift, as we read in 1 Corinthians 12:29 through 31. Also, remember David prayed, "Oh God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me."
We can't pray that.
Right, because he lives in all born-again believers forever. We can ask for extra power when we specifically need it to operate in gifts.
But the Holy Spirit is in us to stay.
But know this, more power automatically comes as he grows in us.
And how does he grow?
Well, we have to study him. Get to know him more by studying his words to us.
Yes, because the author is coming to town.
That's right. And don't you want to say, hey, I read your book. So let's reiterate. The week of the priest temple service began every Sabbath. So there were 24 priests for 24 weeks. They would then repeat the same order for the next 24 weeks, beginning on the civil calendar of Tishrei. So twice a year, the head of each priestly family would take his turn to serve in the temple.
Plus three more times at the major festival.
Right. Now, the reason we know Luke is referring to the first set, or the first half of the biblical year of 24 weeks from Nisan, is that Luke would have said in the order of his second division, but he didn't. Instead, Luke said in the order of his division, which always means beginning with the first month of the biblical calendar. Let's read Luke 1, verse 5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
As we showed earlier, Zacharias was serving on Pentecost, as were the other priests, as it was a feast day when all would serve.
So John was conceived on Pentecost.
That's right, and born on Passover. And from Luke 1:36, was born 6 months before Jesus. So Yeshua's birthday had to be at Tabernacles 6 months after John. We can also confirm that because since Jesus died at Passover and his ministry was 3.5 years, starting according to law, not before his 30th birthday, we arrive at the Feast of Tabernacles for his birth. And we will cover this again as we get closer to the real Christmas, as we always do. However, because of all that information, we can also count back 280 days, which tells us that Yeshua's incarnation was during Hanukkah.
And you know, it was actually on the eighth day.
And Jesus' number is 8.
Mm-hmm. Coincidence? I think not.
It's meaning never ending or eternity. So I recapped all that so you would be ready for some more goodies. First, let's read Luke 1, starting in verse 9.
According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
Again, they would cast lots to see who would have the privilege of burning the incense in the holy place. It's unusual to get picked, and some never did. But God wanted Zacharias to burn the incense so the angel Gabriel could come to him when he was alone with this important message. Verse 10.
And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
Verse 15.
For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
And he would later take the vow of a Nazarite.
And he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
Very fitting that he would be conceived during Pentecost.
And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God.
Okay, the story goes on that because Zacharias dared to question the angel, he was struck dumb temporarily. And we see verse 23, when his service was completed, that he departed to his own house. And the Greek word here is metatata, which means immediately his wife Elizabeth conceived. Had to be that Pentecost evening when his temple duties at sundown were finished.
But Zacharias remained mute until John.
Oh, not when John was born, but rather 8 days later.
Right. On the day of his circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Which would have been the 8th day of the Passover season, and more precisely, the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And now you know why this day is important. Because circumcision was a very important typology. Way back in Genesis 17, God told Abraham in verse 10 that
every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you for generations to come. Every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
That's right, because that was a blood covenant. And the covenant that Jesus made with us was his blood covenant as well. So, and why do you think it was the eighth day? Well, of course, first of all, it's Jesus's number and it means eternity. But the other reason is vitamin K is at its highest peak, which means good blood coagulation. Now, I'm sure that they didn't know that at the time. And right now in the hospitals, they'll give you a shot of vitamin K. But God knew that that would be the right day, so that just meshes with everything else. He's so precise. The New Testament, as in Romans 4, explains how today, because of Yeshua, we are under the new covenant of faith through grace, where now our hearts must be circumcised, or you'll be cut off from the kingdom. So now you have a little more information to see how precise and how detailed God is. And the importance of this final day of Passover, Nisan 22, which is 2 weeks from today. And we'll be talking about that again, of course. But would you have ever even thought that you could know the exact calendar day when Zacharias was able to speak again? Did you even really care? But that's how precise God is. We can know these details by just studying. How many times have you read Luke 1, verse 5, and just skipped over the course of Abijah? Probably wondered, oh, well, I don't know what that is. Well, now you know the rest of the story. And the biggest point about all this is you're learning so that you can share. Please share to others. They need to know these things too. But the major question is, how about your heart? Is it circumcised? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You know, you can invite him in right now. Jesus, your Savior, who has totally paid your debt for sin. Unless, of course, you want to pay for it all yourself. Not a good idea. But it's still your choice. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that lasting shalom. Until next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.